Trump campaign seeks public records in Clark County, Nevada as part of election challenge. By Hannah Blow on November 8, 2020. President Trump's campaign is seeking public records in Clark County, Nevada, as part of the president's greater legal challenges regarding election integrity in battleground states. In a Friday letter to the Clark County Election Department, a firm representing Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated requested a trove of election data as part of his campaign's overall legal challenges related to election integrity. The letter contains requests for records, documents, and communications on the number of mail-in ballots received by the department after 7 p.m. PST on Election Day, as well as how many votes were cast after that time by those voting in person at the polls. Per the letter, the campaign is also requesting all records, documents, and communications indicating how many votes were cast by individuals who were not in line to vote at the time the polls were closed at the precinct in which the vote was cast. All records, documents, and communications indicating how many ballots have been received without a postmark. All records, documents, and communications showing all efforts taken by the Clark County Department of Elections to verify the Nevada residency of individuals who were mailed a ballot in the 2020 primary election and whose ballot was returned to the Department of Elections by the United States Postal Service. Include any records showing efforts taken to verify such residency in advance of any such voter being sent a ballot during the 2020 general election. All records, documents, and communications evidencing coordination between the Clark County Department of Elections and the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles taken to ensure those individuals needing to obtain an identification to cure their provisional ballot can obtain one. Each ballot designated spoiled and not counted for that reason. All mail-in ballot envelopes from voters who are also recorded as having voted in person. All in-person voter sign-in forms reflecting appearances at polling places by voters from whom a mail-in ballot was also received. The department had 5 days to respond from the time of the letter, per the Nevada Open Records Act. The firm stressed that the information requested is in the public interest and will contribute significantly to the public's understanding of the local processes and procedures in Clark County and further ensure the right of the citizens of Nevada to a free and fair election. The firm also requested that, in the event of the department denying the request, it provides a justification for refusing to release the requested information. While the mainstream media has called Nevada and the election for Joe Biden, President Trump's campaign insists that the race is not over and litigation is just beginning. A Sunday update from the New York Times showed Biden leading Trump in the Silver State by just over 31,000 votes. The same data showed Biden leading Trump in Clark County, specifically, by just over 86,000 votes. On Saturday, a whistleblower in Nevada who processed mail-in ballots swore an affidavit proclaiming that he witnessed illegitimate processing of ballots as an election worker. Specifically, he claimed he witnessed individuals counting mail-in ballots without verifying signatures. He says he was also told to ignore discrepancies with addresses. That worker has sworn out an affidavit which has been sent to the Department of Justice here in Washington, Fox News's John Roberts reported. A Trump campaign attorney says of that, quote, "The affidavit makes clear that we're not dealing with oversights or sloppiness. This was intentional criminal conduct," he said. Clark County Registrar of Voters Joe Gloria said they have received reports of voter fraud, but will not investigate them until the election is completed. "We do have some reports that have come in that we're logging for reporting. But we're definitely going to do an investigation, and we'll deal with them once the canvass is finished," Gloria said Saturday. "The votes are in the system at this point, so we'll have to after the election, post-election, go after anything that's been reported at this time," he added. On Saturday, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, R., announced that investigators are being dispatched in Fulton County following the discovery of an issue related to reporting. The investigators are to thoroughly secure the vote and protect all legal votes. Brandon Keefe of Atlantis XIA said the issue may significantly affect the current Biden lead in Georgia.